are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of two almost 170-metre tall chimneys coming down in a controlled explosion at the former Liddell Power Station in the New South Wales Hunter region. The power station, known affectionately as Old Lady Liddell, provided power for around a million homes for more than 50 years. As the power station comes down, a grid-scale battery has been powering up. Energy company AGL owns the site, and General Manager of Energy Hubs, Liz Peroni, says when it's online, it will be able to power 200,000 homes for up to 2 hours.
Batteries play an incredibly important role in the energy transition, in that they can be charged in the middle of the day when the sun is shining, like it is today, and the wind is blowing. And then the battery can be discharged in the evening when demand is at its peak. So if you think about, you know, people arriving home from work or school and they're turning on their lights and heating their homes and cooling their homes.
Ms. Peroni says the site has a key advantage when it comes to building a battery.
Purely from a battery perspective, there are already existing connections to the energy grid, the power grid. So we can connect to that grid and supply into the market.
The Energy Corporation of New South Wales, or EnergyCo, is leading the delivery of renewable energy zones across New South Wales, including one covering the Hunter and Central Coast. Executive Project Director Phil Bratby says old power stations are a prime location for batteries, including the Waratah Super Battery.
It's right next to the electrical infrastructure. So where we're standing right here now used to be the coal storage area for a coal-fired power station. And essentially the batteries connecting in to the same point on the high voltage network that the old power station used to connect into. And that's, you know, can be a costly piece of work to do that connection. So the proximity to those assets makes it a really appealing site.
Reusing part of the old Munmorah Power Station site on the New South Wales Central Coast, the Waratah Super Battery is designed to act quickly in the event of a failure in the system, such as a lightning strike, to provide energy into the state's biggest population area.
The way it works is there's 2 hours of storage at the required capacity, and that's plenty of time for the market to respond to any sort of contingency event that happens on the network. So other generators can start dispatching or they can start reconfiguring the network, and 2 hours gives the system plenty of time to then get back to a state where this is no longer to be required to be injecting power.
Mr. Bratby says renewables can fill some of the gaps left by coal.
Some of the councils, particularly in the Upper Hunter region, in terms of what the transition looks like for them and what opportunities might exist for them to get on board as we sort of transition away from the coal-fired power into the renewable space.
With two big coal mines set to close in the coming years, Muswellbrook Mayor Jeff Drayton is well aware of the challenge ahead. BHP's Mount Arthur and Glencore's Mangoola mines are due to close in 2030, and a number of other mines are awaiting the outcome of the application process.
12,000 job losses. Currently we know that there'll be 12,000 job losses. In a matter of months, that could, from a situation that's fairly dire, could turn into one that's absolutely critical in a few months' time if those other two mines don't get approval to continue to operate. You know, 12,000 jobs will soon turn into 20,000 jobs if there's no approval for those mines. So it's a big deal. You know, we're heading towards possibly what could be one of the biggest job losses, not only in the state, in New South Wales, but in the countries.
He knows the industry well, having followed his father into the mines, with his own children also spending time in coal mines. That's three generations among a 100-year history of mining in the area.
The large majority of us, sometime in our working life, have spent time working in a coal mine, or certainly for a coal mine, or something to do with a coal mine. So, you know, that's obviously those mines pay really well. And, you know, people just like myself raising a young family have chosen, you know, to move into the mines to obviously to support our families and make a better have a better life for us.
On the streets of Muswellbrook, residents are nervous but optimistic.
Most of the rural towns around here are resilient. They'll find a way to keep going. It's a worry, but you can't stop it if it happens.
You get there and money's good and all that, and now it's like, yeah, it feels like there's a clock, you know what I mean? And once you get to 2030, it's like, that's it, what do I do from there?
Hopefully there will be, because once all the mines close, where are all the miners going to go? And they're all getting good money now.
100%, I'd be happy to work in renewables, be it in like a battery plant or as, I don't really know. I guess I'd wait and watch the space and see what pops up and then see where it goes. So.
Mayor Jeff Drayton says there's been interest from about 20 renewable energy projects in the Muswellbrook Shire across all types of renewables, from solar and wind to pumped hydro and batteries. The area is also enticing to other industries.
We've attracted now, just in the last 12 months, we've had interest from more than 40 businesses. When I say 40 businesses, these are 40 businesses that aren't renewable energy projects. So they're small-scale manufacturing right through to larger-scale manufacturing, the manufacturing of renewable energy parts and components, the recycling of a lot of those parts and components, you know, agribusiness, intense agribusiness.
To fund all this economic development work, Council sought and was granted an increase to rates on mining land.
We know what's ahead of us. I mean, coal mines in our shire provide 56% of all rateable income. So 56% of our rateable income in our shire comes from the coal mines. Now, we know we're going to lose more than half of that in only 3 years' time, 3.5 years' time by 2030. We know we're going to lose that. So no shire can sustain you know, losing more than half its rateable income. A lot of the conditioning around that SRV with that extra rateable income from those mines will go into economic development, making sure that we keep our community alive.
The council's also been rezoning land and supporting the rezoning at AGL's Liddell site and the neighbouring Bayswater power station, which is scheduled to close in 2033.
And of course, the importance of doing this work now and moving the businesses in before we get to 2030 is, you know, we can't sustain, nor can any community sustain, you know, 12,000 job losses and then sit around waiting for a couple of years to, you know, for whatever state or federal government or whoever it might be, sit around waiting for them to ride in and save the day. I mean, people can't sit around without a job for a couple of years.
Liz Peroni from AGL says sites like Liddell have served their communities well and will continue to be important.
So this is really a once-in-a-generation opportunity. The potential of this site is immense.
Karen Thomas, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.